spot.
Welcome to the elevator, and as we go up to floor whatever, I'll tell you what I do. But, I'm an extension agronomist with Texas A&M. I'm stationed in central Texas, and I cover a large area of west and far west Texas. I stuck to the format, so I only have three slides. You've seen one of them. But the problem that I wish to address today is the salinity in cotton production, irrigated cotton production. My cotton producers, or the producers I work with, are farming on the Permian Basin, which provides, not only does it provide oil, but it also provides salty water. And because of the relatively low volume of water, they've gone to subsurface drip irrigation. And the drip tubing is about 14 inches or 38 centimeters below the row, which, as you use salty water and the water evaporates, it leads to elevated salts above the drip tape in the seed row. The traditional recommendations for dealing with salt-affected soils are to leach the salt with high-quality water, which we have two problems in West Texas. We have poor quality water, and we're putting the water below the soil. So we need some other type of remediation, something mechanical, or we need to rely on rainfall, which is in our area about 38 centimeters or 15 inches per year, or we need what my students and I affectionately call magic in a jug. Having tried all of those, we're looking at crop rotation. So in one particular field in 2014, we have a subsurface drip irrigated cotton field. It yields 1,300 kilograms per hectare. Using good quality water in a similar environment, we can almost double that yield, so we know that we're losing yield because of stand and also because of extra energy required by the crop to because of the salts. So in this particular experiment, we looked at a rotation where after we removed the cotton, we planted wheat no-till. We did do one irrigation in the springtime to boost seed or grain production, and the yield was 3,000 kilograms per hectare. And then the following year in 2016, we did a dryland cotton production, which without irrigation, our production there is about 400 kilograms per hectare. If you look at this chart here, I have the pre, I have the 2014 soil tests. We have high pH soils, high electroconductivity, high calcium, high potassium, high sodium, and that gives us an SIR, a ratio of the sodium ions to the other ones of a 6.2. Crop yield drops at about 2 of SAR. After this production system of turning off the irrigation, we have dropped electroconductivity and also dropped the sodium and the SAR. These are significant differences. For my conclusion slide, as I said earlier, we need some mediation practices to mediate salinity and subsurface irrigation. We did the wheat and dryland cotton rotation. Obviously, our results would vary by irrigation water quality. If we had a better quality well, the problems would not be as bad, and also by climate. If we could increase precipitation, that would help us. Something missing in this analysis is the economics, because the producer has invested large amounts of money in putting the subsurface drip irrigation system in, and if he essentially turns it off, he's not using that system and not getting a return on investment. So we need to compare not using the system and the return he gets from reducing salt or putting it in. So with that, I'd like to thank my cooperators, the farmers that I work with, the students, and the Permian Basin Cotton Growers and Cotton Incorporated for funding our work. I do have a poster tomorrow. It's number 917. Any questions at this point?
Good.